history man came over and he said I was out of sight. He said for an honorable service fee, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready to pay him his regular fee, he would drop the list of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. Look here, brother, will you join with that cosmic debris? Look here, brother, don't you waste your time with me. In the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving cap. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foam goo, but he told me right there when the top popped open there was nothing this box wouldn't do. But they are of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, you may not believe this, little fella, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said, look here, brother, will you jive with that cosmic debris? Now what kind of guru are you anyway? Look here, brother, don't you waste your time. Troubles of our own, I said, and you can help me out. So take your medications, your preparations, and ram them up your snout. And held it to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right. Hey, put the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was deep. Said some mumbo jumbo then, and I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed his ring and his pocket watch and everything else I found. I have got sucker hypnotized, he couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then, and as long as he was hanging around, I said, the price of meat has just gone up and your old lady has just gone down. Look here, brother, will you jive with that cosmic debris? Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know? You could make more money as a butcher, so don't you waste your time.